Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. We're going to continue our series on overcoming fear. And today we're going to talk about having boldness before God in prayer. Having boldness before God in prayer. It is not God's will for His children to approach Him in fear, in a cringing fear. It is God's will, I'm going to show this from Scripture and from, I believe, from personal experience, how it is God's will for you to come, as it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, therefore let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And then here's another passage, let me share with you. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him. I believe the NIV, some translations have the word boldness, because the word there can also mean boldness or confidence. Now this is the boldness or confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Hey, this is the boldness we have with Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. So God invites us to come to Him with boldness. Jesus taught this very clearly in Luke chapter 11, and in verse 5, no, I'm sorry, it's chapter 11. In Luke chapter 11, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. And at that point, Jesus gave them what we commonly call the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and so on. But then, after He gave them what we call the Lord's Prayer, He continued and taught them about coming before God in boldness. So let's read that in Luke chapter 11, verse 5. Now He's still responding to their request to teach them to pray. And He said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer him from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. Then Jesus says, I say to you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his, and I'm reading the New King James, because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. Persistence is not the best translation. I think the NIV has boldness. The Greek word literally means shamelessness. Now, let me give you the context here. Jesus tells a parable to teach about boldness in prayer, about a man who has a friend that comes to him at midnight. Now, you have to remember, this is before electricity. This is before TV. This is before cell phones. There's none of the modern conveniences. And this man has obviously been on a long journey. There's no McDonald's and Burger King's along the way to stop to eat. And so this is unusual that he has felt the need to continue to travel far into the night at midnight. And so these are people, they would go to bed, as we used to say growing up, they would go to bed with the chickens. In other words, they would go to bed probably at sundown or shortly thereafter, and they're up at sunup going to work. So at midnight, this family would have been in bed, and all of his neighbors would have been in bed for hours. And you have to realize this, these people not only, especially if it was a certain time of the year, they would have a large room, and they would even keep livestock in the same area where they were sleeping and so on. And they would have little pet dogs, but also livestock. And so for somebody to wake a neighbor up at midnight and the babies start crying, that the chickens start flying through the air and the sheep bleeding and the cows mooing, you just didn't do that to somebody. I mean, it would have to be really something traumatic to go and wake up a neighbor at midnight. But this is what this person did. He had this friend that came at midnight, and who was famished, and he wanted so much to give him something to eat, but didn't have anything. Well, I'll go next door to my neighbor. Now, according to the story, if that had been one of us, we would probably knock softly and said, "Hey, I'm so sorry to disturb you, but could you loan me some bread? I've got this person who has just come to my house," and so on. And we would have fallen all over ourselves apologizing. But this, now Jesus said, if he had come in that manner, the neighbor would not have gotten up. He would have said to him, "Hey, go away. We're all bedded down for the night. We're in bed. Go away. I can't do this for you at this time." But Jesus said, although he would not do it just because this is his neighbor and friend asking, but because he is so bold and shameless in asking. In other words, he comes over and he raps on the door and says, "Hey, neighbor, I need you to get up right now. I need to borrow some bread from you. I got a friend just arrived. I don't have anything to give him." And Jesus said, now he's teaching on boldness in prayer, although the man inside will not get up and give him what he wants just because he's his friend, he said, but because the man is so shameless and so bold in asking, he will get right up and give him what he's asking for. Now remember, Jesus is talking about prayer. Wow. And that reminds us of passages, the one I quoted when we first came on, Hebrews 4:16. The writer said, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Now, this is not a smart-alecky, arrogant type of boldness, but it is the kind of boldness that a child has with a parent. When I was about 7 years old, my family lived for a very short time in Salem, Oregon, and our house was right next to a railroad track, and there was a big water tank just there close by our house where the trains would always stop. And this is in the 1950s, when there are a lot of hobos still riding the trains, and we would have hobos coming, you know, usually dressed very shabbily, disheveled looking, but they would always come to the back door very sheepish with their hat in their hands and asking if we had any leftovers, any leftover food they could have. And my mother always had something she would give to them. Now, when I got hungry, I didn't go to the back door and ask if there was any leftovers. I walked in the front door. I sat down at the table and said, "When are we going to eat? Where's the food?" Now, my parents didn't say, "Well, you little arrogant, smart-aleck so-and-so, who do you think you are?" No, they didn't say that. They said, "Oh, it's okay, hold your horses, the food's coming." Now, why did I have such boldness? Because I was part of the family. I had boldness because I knew I was a child. I knew my parents loved me and they wanted the best for me. And they wanted me to come with boldness. Can you imagine? I was the youngest of four brothers. I had three brothers, the youngest of four boys. Can you imagine if our family sat down at the table one evening and they're all ready to eat and my chair is empty and they're saying, "Well, where's Eddie?" And the front door opens and I come crawling in on my hands and knees and I say, "Oh, I'm not worthy to sit at the table with the rest of you. Just throw down some crumbs." Now, my parents would not have said, "Oh, look at how humble Eddie is becoming. We're so proud of him." No, my dad would have got up and probably given me a kick in the seat of the pants and said, "Quit acting silly and sit down here at the table and eat." Oh, and I wonder if sometimes we think we're trying to be humble and God would like to give us a kick in the seat of the pants and say, "Don't you realize who you are? Don't you realize what I've done for you through my son? Don't you realize what the blood of my son has done for you? Stand up on your feet. Sit down." We used to sing the old song, "Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed." And God would say, "Hey, come, sit down and eat. All things are ready. I have prepared for you." Wow. Hebrews 10:19. "Therefore, brethren," the Greek word is adelphoi, means brothers and sisters. "Therefore, brothers and sisters, having boldness to enter into the holy place by the blood of Jesus. The holy place is God's presence. My friends, Adam and Eve had absolute peace and boldness in God's presence in the Garden of Eden before they sinned. It was only after they sinned that they were afraid of God, afraid of His presence. But through what God has done for us through Jesus Christ, if you put your faith in Him and what He has done, you can come boldly, shamelessly to the throne of God, to the presence of God, worship Him, and lay out your needs and your requests. I encourage you, do it today. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. In the meantime, check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out my books on Amazon. And you can, if you want to follow me on Twitter or check me out on Facebook, I believe my Facebook page is Eddie L. Hyatt. You're welcome to connect with me there. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.